Welcome back to part two, the One World Government. So we left off in the last session speaking about the characteristics of this man, the Antichrist, is going to take rule. As we talked about his charisma, his looks, his talk, his walk, plus he's going to have the answer to the world's problems, so he's going to convince people anyway. As a matter of fact, his accomplishments are going to be accomplishments that no man, no king, no president, no prime minister has ever been able to complete before. After his symbolic rise to power, which, by the way, will be almost overnight. It will happen so quick, you won't even know really what happened. And that's going to be dictated through the supernatural power of Satan that Satan has, that this man is going to be under the direct influence. Remember, this is a battle between Satan and God, and Satan is trying to exalt himself as God, as he has always has through history. But this is the culmination of it, folks, this tribulation time. And this time after the church, the believers in Christ have been taken away, and we're in heaven with God, you will start to see all of these events unfold. The event in Revelation chapter 6 and verse 2, where we see the Antichrist, this man revealed symbolically on this white horse, again, imitating Christ, return in Revelation chapter 19, because Satan is the imitator of God. He wants to be worshiped as God. He wants to be God. He just cannot be God. And his Antichrist is going to be, so to speak, his Messiah. He is going to be the savior of the world, a savior of the people. So the one thing that this guy will do once he is basically announced as the savior of the world, he will do something that's never been done. He will create a peace treaty between the Jews and the Muslims. No man's ever been able to do that. Since its original division, all the way back to Abraham, when Abraham's two sons, it's much more complicated than this, but to simplify it, when Abraham's two sons, Isaac and Ishmael, both received a birthright, actually. But since Isaac was the divine seed, the divine plan that God had, the Jews received the divine inheritance. And ever since then, there has been a war going on, and nobody can stop it. As I alluded to the PhD this morning in the news, talking about people, they just got to learn to come together and get along and find a common ground. That will never happen for any prolonged amount of time until this Antichrist comes in and gives his representation of peace and the plan. And matter of fact, he will even have measures in place to enforce the peace, by the way, because when he comes to power, he will come to power. It will be a time of wars and great disruption and financial instability, and people are really, really hurting all over the world. This will be one of the ways that he takes his proper seat of authority. He will offer people a plan for stability. He will offer people a feasible plan of how you can have food on your table again. He will offer people a plan on how you can, for example, in America, live the American dream by owning your own home, having a couple of cars in the garage, going on vacation, and having a good stable income source. I mean, really, that is being labeled as the American dream, or it used to be labeled also, you can be whatever you want to be. You can become whatever you want to become in America. Well, honestly, that never was really true, but it certainly is not true now. If you are part of the elite group, you might be able to be anything you want to be. And there are a few little examples of a success story that slips in along the lines, but they're few and far between. but say he's going to offer peace. He's going to make a peace accord that no man's ever made. He's going to offer financial stability. His financial plans, of course, it will be propagated and it will be instituted through a one world currency. This is not Kevin English thinking of things. This has been happening for years. There's many publications you can find online about it. The talk of a one world currency. Europe's been doing it for years now. A one world government, the World Health Organization, the UN, and all these other places, they have staked their claims into the part of the one world government that will be under the authority and control of the Antichrist during the tribulation time. So, but he's going to tell you, okay, so been able to feed your family, but three meals a week for the last 3 years. I've got a plan that starting today, every household in the world will have more than enough food to eat three meals a day at the very least. And where you've been walking to and from to take care of any daily business that you still had to take care of, hey, I'm going to make sure you've got public transportation available. You say, well, public transportation is already available. Public transportation is not available to every part of the world. Public transportation is not even available to every part of America. He's going to make sure that you're all connected to his internet or whatever mass media happens to be of that time, but it will be his. And the only thing you're going to hear is what he wants you to hear. But he's going to make life, his plans and his charisma and his intelligence. He's going to be an intelligent person, super intelligent. You're going to look at him and say, hey, this guy's got it going on. Yeah, he's got it going on, all right. He's got it going on for actually the world's absolute destruction and coming under the king, absolute authority of the kingdom of darkness. But he will have spectacular accomplishments, folks. And then when he starts claiming that he is the Savior, the Messiah, well, and according to the Bible, even the elect of people, the most well-knowing people about God are going to be deceived by this guy. He's going to be good. But what is he? He's not what he appears to be. Has anyone ever told you that when you're getting a relationship or something? Well, that guy's not what he really appears to be. Or that girl's not what really she acts like she is. Well, this guy's going to supersede that by, you know, like 10 million times. He will be the absolute embodiment of sin and rebellion towards anything about the true sovereign God. Don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness, i.e. sin, is revealed. The man doomed to destruction, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 3. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the brightness of his coming in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. So we see how this guy, the additional qualifiers or descriptors of what this guy will be. It won't appear that way to the world. Now, it will appear that way to the remnant church, the remnant believers that are left behind who are still seeking after God. And seek after God during the time of grace, but now the tribulation time and it's hit them. Oh my, oh my. The scales have been removed from their eyes. We should have listened. What can I do now? And people will be looking for a way, and there will be people, according to the Bible, there will be people who are redeemed during the tribulation time. Now, this gets complex in itself that I don't want to take time on in these broadcasts, but understand this. After this Antichrist takes his authority, and he is the one world ruler, at least over the majority of the world anyway, if you profess your faith as Christ, expect to be a martyr. You're going to be killed. You're either going to be frozen out and starved to death, or captured and put into a concentration camp, just like the Jews were, and killed. And these governmental entities, like the crime element, incompetent criminal enterprise that we have running the nation today, that are help ushering in all of it. It's really helping usher in prophecy. It's coming. All you would-be tiptoe through the tulip preachers that want to talk about every good thing that's still going to happen and how many billions of people are going to be saved. There will always be some people saved. There are people, today is May the 5th, 2024, and there are people being saved. I guarantee you that in churches today, because it's a Sunday, there were people saved. Somebody will be saved tomorrow through the on Monday. Through the unctioning of the Holy Spirit that deals with a man's conscience and his spirit. Well, the Holy Spirit will finally get the work of conviction done to that man or woman, and he'll finally kneel down before Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior. And there'll be people saved all week long, somewhere in the world, convinced of it. And there will be. And even after the believers, the church, are taken out, there'll still be people saved. You're definitely going to die for your faith, in all probability. And things are going to be so bad, quite frankly, you're not going to begrudge death if you've accepted Christ during that time period of this beginning 3.5 year period of the tribulation, which is 7 years long, broken down into the tribulation and then the great tribulation, because things progressively get worse. And we'll study and we'll start to look more in Revelation 6, where the Antichrist is revealed riding his white horse. And then the other five riders of destruction, one of the angels riding one of those horses calls to attention the other four in John chapter 6, verse 3. He says, come look at what wasn't talking about John coming looking. John was our Saint John, the Revelator, the one that was seeing this prophetic vision that was right involved in the happening of it, even though it was future to come. He was already there. So that when it says come here and look, it was the other four riders of the horsemen of the seals that the word's referring to, of what was getting ready to happen in the destruction. The first level of judgment and destruction, the first level of judgment and destruction that was being released against the world because of lawlessness and sin, which it must be, and it will be. And no party's going to change it. No liar like Joe Biden's going to change it. Donald Trump's not going to change it. Republican Party's not going to change it. The Socialist Marxist Democratic Party is not going to change it. The total idiots like AOC, she's not going to change. She's going to burn in hell with the rest of them unless she repents, which that's a good thing about God and his grace and his mercy. You always have the option to change your life. You have the option to change your way. You have the option to turn around. You have the option to believe and just trust him. That's what grace is. That's how mercy is manifested. I doubt that she'll accept it, as many of you won't. Not during this time period anyway, because frankly, you do still have it a little bit too easy. You're spoiled. But those times of spoiling is quickly coming to an end. America is going to be a third world country by all practical measures right now. But by the time this Antichrist takes over, America is hapless. It's limping along. It will not be a world power. Famines are coming. They're prophesied in the Bible. We're going to see the precursors of that before we're ever even taken out of here as the church body. Food shortages are getting ready to happen. They're already staged, and all of that is part of the control techniques. Financial collapses are going to happen because when Antichrist takes over, one of the reasons people are willing to listen to him is because they're in such dire financial straits. And everything is so upside down. Crime will be everywhere on the streets. Everybody will be serving their own selves. This is what the Bible says. And unless you have your head in the sand, you should already be able to see the precursors of that happening now in 2024. Jesus Christ is soon to call his believers to come and be with him. Then the tribulation starts. Where is it at for you? Only you and God knows that, of where you're really at. Take heed. Take heed, America. There's not going to be a great, great, great resurgence, especially not for a long period of time. We may see a pocket of resurgence, but it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Live your life the best you can. Enjoy what you've got while you've got it. But you need to be looking upward, because that's the only protection and the only solace that we have. I will see you in the next segment.